الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى وعلى سيد الرسل وخاتم الأنبياء وعلى آله الأصفياء وأصحابه الأتقياء أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أفأمن الذين مكروا السيئات أن يخسف الله بهم الأرض أو يأتيهم العذاب من حيث لا يشعرون صدق الله العظيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. Dear respected elders and brothers and young friends in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent insan and the human into this world for a very great purpose. The existence of the human on the face of the earth is not futile. It is not empty and void of a purpose. And because insan has a purpose of being here, he has an objective of being here, everything he says and everything he does also has a purpose behind it. He does not talk futile because this is against the objective of him, his creation. And he does not do anything futile because it is against his purpose of the creation. So everything insan does, everything he says, everything, every action he carries out, it has a purpose and an objective behind it. And because there is an objective and a purpose behind it, hence every action of the insan and the human, be he a mu'min or a disbeliever, every action of his has a consequence and an effect. Every action has some sort of an effect, some sort of consequence. When he does good a'mal, good deeds, good actions, there will be a good consequence, a good effect. When he does something wrong, something evil, something disliked by Allah, a sin, this is also an action. And this action has an effect, it has a consequence. And generally when we think of the consequence and effect of our a'mal, our mind goes towards the Akhirah. Because according to us and our understanding, the result of our A'mal, the effect of our A'mal is something related to that part of our life which is after death. In the form of Jannah or in the form of Jahannam. In the form of the pleasure of Allah or the displeasure of Allah. In the form of the ni'mats and the blessings and the luxuries in the hereafter, or the punishments and the severities of the hereafter. So when we generally think of effect of our a'mal, our mind only goes to the akhirah. And most definitely this is one part of our life or a part of our life in which we will see the results and effects of our a'mal. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ Indeed, those who believe. وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ And they do good deeds. لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٌ تَجْرِي مِن تَحْتِيَ الْأَنْهَارِ
They will have gardens beneath which rivers will flow. This is the effect of doing good amal, amal salih, an effect in the hereafter. And on the other hand, Allah says, "Inna al-ladina kafaru wa kadhabu bi ayatina." Indeed, those who disbelieve and deny, and they belie our verses, they ignore our verses, in the form of disbelief or in the form of disobedience to Allah. Ulaika ashabun nar, they are the people of Jahannam and the fire of hell. So look, disbelief, disobedience, the result of this, the effect of this is the fire of Jahannam. So effect of good is Jannah, effect of evil is Jahannam. But they are both related to the Akhirah. فَأَمَّا مَنْ تَغَى وَآثَرَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنِيَا فَإِنَّ الْجَحِيمَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى. Allah Ta'ala says that فَأَمَّا مَنْ تَغَى, the one who transgressed, he disobeys Allah. وَآثَرَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنِيَا, and in his life, he generally gives a preference to this worldly life over the Akhirah. He does those things which please his worldly life. That is his objective. فَإِنَّ الْجَحِيمَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى. For this person, his final abode is the Jahim, the fire of hell. And then Allah says, وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ, the one who he fears standing in front of Allah. He lives his life. How does he live his life? He lives a life fearing Allah, that one day I will have to stand in front of Allah. So my actions should be according to that in this world. وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَا النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ. And he controls his nafs, his desire. His nafs wants to do guna, so he says no. He controls it and makes it do good. فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَىٰ. For him, his abode is Jannah. So look, good takes a person to the effect of Jannah, the result of Jannah. Evil gives a person the result of Jahannam. But again, they are both related to the Akhirah, in the hereafter. My dear friends, one important point I would like to bring myself, my own attention to, and also your attention, is that our a'mal and our actions and the consequences of our a'mal and our actions are not only related to the Akhirah. Our actions and our a'mal, they have consequences in this very worldly life also. They have an effect in our worldly life also. This is our aqidah and our belief. The effect of our a'mal in the form of Jannah and Jahannam, that is one effect, the effect of the Akhirah. Most definitely that exists and that will take place. But that is one area or one type of an effect, the effect of the Akhirah, the life hereafter, after our eyes close, after we depart from this world. But one thing we need to understand also, that whatever we do in life, whatever actions we do, they have an effect in this very worldly life of ours. Good has a good effect, and evil will have an evil effect in this worldly life. For example, Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Kareem, take a good deed. Inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar. We are told to perform salah again and again. We are told to establish salah, hold fast to salah. And there are the rewards of salah in the hereafter, no doubt. But the Quran Kareem informs us of an effect and a result of salah which we face in this very world. Allah Ta'ala says, so adopt salah, inna salah. Why? Inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar. Salah has an effect, and if you adopt salah and you are punctual with salah and you establish the 5 times salah, then the effect of that salah will be that tanha, it will stop you from what? Fahsha and munkar. It will stop you from evil and filth. This is the effect of salah, and this is not my word. This is the kalam of Allah, the words of Allah. Allah Ta'ala is promising us that if you establish salah, then the effect of that salah in this very world is that it will safeguard you from evil and filth. It will keep you away from guna. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in a hadith, "Inna sadaqata tudfi'u ghadab al-rab wa tadfa'u mitat al-su'." That give sadaqah. The sharia says to us, give sadaqah, spend in the path of Allah. Be generous. There are obviously the rewards and the consequences and the results of spending in the hereafter. But the hadith and the blessed tongue of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam informs us of two results or two benefits or two consequences that we will face in this very world of doing sadaqah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, "Inna sadaqata tudfi'u ghadab al-rabb." By giving sadaqah, it will cool the anger of Allah. By giving sadaqah, you may have done things in life which are displeasing Allah and creating the anger of Allah. But if you give sadaqah, it cools this anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And second benefit that you face in this very world, it will save you from meetat as-su, i.e. evil and woeful death. Meetat as-su, woeful death meaning what? It will stop you, it will save you from woeful death, evil death, physical evil death, accident, sudden death, being crushed by a building, dying in a natural disaster, physical woeful death, a bad death physically. And also, it will save you from a bad death spiritually. You will die with husn khatima. You will die with the condition of iman. So look at the benefit of sadaqah. It has an effect in this very world. Cools the anger of Allah and grants you a physical and spiritual good death in this world. So amal have effect in the hereafter, but they also affect us in this very world. This is why Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Kareem that مَا أَصَابَكُمْ مِنْ مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ وَيَعْفُوا عَنْ كَثِيرٍ. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, مَا أَصَابَكُمْ مِنْ مُصِيبَةٍ. We go through difficulties in life. We go through problems in life. In this worldly life, my dear friends, nobody has eternal happiness. It does not exist. It is not possible for this a person in this worldly life to have nothing but happiness. My respected Shaykh, Shaykhul Hadith, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Salim Durrat Sahib Hafizahullah says that eternal happiness in the dunya is for no one and eternal grief in the dunya is for no one. In worldly life, in the dunya, there is not a single person you will find who will say or who can say that I have nothing but distress and nothing but grief in life. It is not possible. There will be something or somewhere in his life there will be some sort of happiness. And you will not find a person in life who will say that I have nothing but happiness in life. It is not possible. Each person has some sort of grief in life. So we all go through problems. Sometimes problems with our family, sometimes problem with our children, sometimes problem with the wife, sometimes problem with our business, sometimes problem with our neighbors, all forms of problems, sometimes family problems, all types of issues we have in our life. And we may think to ourselves that how come I face so many problems? Allah Ta'ala says to us in the Quran Kareem that مَا أَصَابَكُمْ مِنْ مُصِيبَةٍ. Any difficulty that reaches you and that afflicts you, فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ. It is because of the result of your own actions in this dunya. You stay away from salah, you are not performing salah. The effect of that is that you have some problem in life. You are not fasting when you are supposed to. The effect of that is that you have some problem in life. You are misusing this eye and doing the guna. You are misusing this ear and doing guna. You are misusing this tongue and doing guna. So you have problems in life. Allah says to us in the Quran that your problems are the doing of your own actions. You do guna somewhere, you will face a problem somewhere. Because the result of the guna in terms of punishment will come in the hereafter, no doubt. But your guna also have an effect in this very world also. They will bring some sort of discomfort in this world. Whatever we do in life, my dear friends, in a nutshell, I am trying to say is that the result of the hereafter is most definitely to come. That is one form of an effect of our actions. But another form of effect of our actions is what we do in this worldly life. They affect us also in this very worldly life. This is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in a hadith, أَلَا إِنَّ فِي الْجَسَدِ مُدْغَةً إِذَا صَلُوحَتْ صَلُوحَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّ وَإِذَا فَسَدَتْ فَسَدَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that, Allah, listen carefully, إِنَّ فِي الْجَسَدِ مُدْغَةً. In your body there is a piece of flesh, a small piece of flesh, meaning the heart. A small piece of flesh. إِذَا صَلُوحَتْ, when this is good, صَلُوحَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّ. Your whole body will do nothing but good. وَإِذَا فَسَدَتْ, and when this piece of flesh, the heart, it is bad, it is corrupt, it is evil, then your whole body will do nothing but evil. It has an effect on the rest of the body. When this one part of our body, the heart, when it does something good, when it is good, it is full of goodness, then the effect is the hands will do good, the feet will do good, the mind will do good, the eyes will do good, the tongue will do good, the ears will do good. And when this heart is bad, then all of these arms, all of these body parts of ours, they will also do evil. Why? Look, why? What is the reason? Effect of our deeds in this very world. So one place of effect is the akhirah. Second place of effect is in our worldly life as an individual. And thirdly, my dear friends, one thing that we need to understand is that our amal and our effect, also our amal and our deeds affect the environment around us. They affect the mahol around us. My actions do not only affect me. My actions affect the people around me also. My actions have an effect on me, they have an effect on my children, they have an effect on my wife, they have an effect on my parents, they have an effect on my friend circle. Whatever we do, do not never think to yourself that it is my guna, I am disobeying Allah, it is my sin. No, my dear friend. When you sin, you affect yourself, number one, you affect your akhirah, number two, and you also affect the people around you. You affect the environment around you. Your guna and your disobedience to Allah has an effect on others. This is why, especially in the younger generation, this concept is very common. It is my life, I can do what I want. It is up to me what I do. I am not harming anyone else. That is a worldly thought, my dear friends. Those who are mu'min have iman in their hearts. They believe in the concept of spirituality. And our Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have informed us that your amal affect the people around you. Your amal affect the people around. In a hadith we come of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam talks about the gatherings of ilm. For example, this gathering here, the gatherings of ilm. Either in a classroom being taught ilm, either in ta'aleem, either in the bayan of Jumu'ah, in any form of gathering, where the deen of Allah is being discussed. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, it's a long hadith, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees such a gathering, then he asks the angels, that what are these people gathered for? The angels say that they have gathered for this purpose. So Allah asks them that, have they seen me? They say no. Have they seen the ni'mas that I'm going to give them? They say no. Then Allah says to the angels that, then why are they doing all of this? Why are they praising me? Why are they doing my tasbih, my tahmid? So the angels say that because they believe in you, Allah. Because they have love for you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the angels that give glad tidings that I have forgiven each and every one of them. This is the hadith. So in the hadith it comes that the angels go back to Allah and say that, oh Allah, amongst them, there is one individual that he is not there for any goodness. He is only there because his friends dragged him along to the masjid. He is only there because the brothers of Tabligh knocked on his door and said that, no, you have to also come to the gathering today. He doesn't want to be there. His heart is not there, he is only physically there. He is disliking every moment sitting there. These are my own words I'm explaining in. This is not in the hadith, but in the words of the hadith are that he does not want to be there, and nor does he want any goodness. He is just there circumstantial, because circumstances have put him there. So they go back to say to Allah, oh Allah, you have said to forgive everyone, but he is only there circumstantial, he doesn't want goodness. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to them that, forgive him also through the barakah of the others. So look, he doesn't want goodness, but the environment around him is of good. Because of this good environment, he is also affected with goodness. He also gains the forgiveness of Allah. Whatever we do, my friends, it does not just affect us. Our goodness affects our children, the people around us. We spend how many hours in our home with our family, with our wives, with our children. We believe we are the people who believe in company. We are the people who believe that whatever type of person you spend time with, his qualities brush off on you. You become like him. So we spend, how much company do we give to our children? Hours and hours. To our wives, hours and hours. To our family members, hours and hours. So our actions, if they are good, then we will be spreading goodness around us. And when our actions are evil, we will be spreading evil around us. We will be spreading the evilness around us. Meaning that we will harm the people around us, and we will harm the... Wherever guna is, then the effect of guna stays in that place also. I will conclude on one incident. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran Kareem of an incident of from the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, incident known as the incident of Masjid Dhirar. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the munafiqeen came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that in the vicinity of Quba, just outside Medina, the current masjid, the Masjid of Quba, is now densely populated, and another masjid needs to be built. So the munafiqeen had built a masjid called Masjid Dhirar. And the purpose of building this masjid was that they wanted to plan to harm Islam from within this masjid. It was used as a base to plan against Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the Muslims. But because they were munafiqs on the outset, they would show themselves as Muslims. Inside they were not believers. How would they cover this masjid, and how would they keep this masjid away from being spotted as a base which is against Islam? So they went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said that a masjid is needed. And O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, can you please come to the masjid and perform 2 rakat salah as barakah for the masjid? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at that time was preparing for the battle of Tabuk. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't have time to go to the vicinity of Quba and perform 2 rakats. But he promised them that on my return from Tabuk, I will perform salah there. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to the battle of Tabuk, and on his return, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed these verses. وَالَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا مَسْجِدًا ضِرَارًا وَكُفْرًا وَتَفْرِيقًا بَيْنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَإِرْصَادًا لِمَنْ حَارَبَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ مِنْ قَبْلِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that وَالَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا, those who have made masjidan, the masjid, which is what? Dirar, on the basis of stubbornness. وَكُفْرًا, and it is based on the basis of disbelief. وَتَفْرِيقًا بَيْنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, and it is made on the basis to cause dispute amongst the Muslims, amongst the mu'mineen. وَإِرْصَادًا لِمَنْ حَارَبَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ مِنْ قَبْلِ, and it is used to make a base for the people who have always been anti-Allah and anti-Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَلَيَحْلِفُنَّ إِنْ أَرَدْنَا إِلَّا الْحُسْنَى, and they take a promise, they take qasam and oath that we want nothing but goodness from this masjid. وَاللَّهُ يَشْهَدُ إِنَّهُمْ لَكَاذِبُونَ, O Messenger of Allah, Allah is giving testimony that these people are liars. لَا تَقُمْ فِيهِ أَبَدًا, do not ever stand in that masjid and perform salah. لَا تَقُمْ فِيهِ أَبَدًا, do not ever stand and perform salah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam revealed this wahi. Immediately he sent some sahaba, Hazrat Wahshi, Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala, that go and demolish this masjid and go and burn the masjid. Because it was not a masjid. It was labeled with a masjid. If you take a bottle of alcohol and label it with zamzam, it doesn't become zamzam. It is alcohol inside. So the masjid was labeled masjid, but inside everything was being done. It was against the amal of a masjid. So it was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the sahaba, that demolished the masjid, burned the masjid down. It was burnt. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam arrived sometime later. The land had become vacant, empty. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told a sahabi by the name of Asim bin Adi that you take this land and build a house there. So Asim bin Adi said that, O Messenger of Allah, I do not wish to take a land upon which such an evil action has been done. And it has been cursed with evil like this. But I know of a sahabi by the name of Hazrat Thabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Thabit bin Akram radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that he is in need of land for a house, so give him the land. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him permission to give this land to Hazrat Thabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib rahimahullah ta'ala in his Ma'arif al-Quran has mentioned that since the day Thabit bin Akram radiallahu ta'ala moved into that house, since he moved into that house, his wife could not conceive and have children. And any child that was born, it passed away in a young age. And to the extent he has further mentioned that historic narrations prove for many years after this incident that not even an animal like a pigeon or a bird could even lay an egg in there because of the effect of amal, because of the effect of that evil deed. So my dear friends, amal, whatever we do in life, good, it will affect our akhirah, but before that it will affect ourselves as an individual and the people around us, the mahol around us. And whatever evil we do, it will affect our akhirah, but before that it will affect us as an individual and also the people around us. Hence let us make an intention from today, my dear friends, that let us be firm on good amal so we can safeguard our akhirah, ourselves and our mahol and the environment around us, and stay away from evil so we can stay away from the disobedience of Allah, displeasure in the hereafter, in this world, and also keep our mahol clean from the disobedience of Allah. May Allah Ta'ala give us the ability to understand whatever has been said. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khairi khalqi Muhammad. Wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'een.